suffering voice, whack, suffering voice, whack, suffering voice, whack, suffering voice, whack.
Sovereignty never ceded. Welcome to the Black Bloc. Free CR. Broadcasting from Wurundjeri country. Sovereign voice. Black Bloc. Free CR.
Good morning, 3CR. This is the Black Bloc. I'm going to play Uncle Les Coe from Uluru.
Yep. He's Wurundjeri, the late Uncle Les Coe.
Help 3CR support the rights of Indigenous Australians.
They mean to save our culture and save our dreams, our footprints, dreams, our songline, and keep our culture going strong.
Of course, a lot of the Aboriginals, having been stolen, were put into state care, and also others.
Recognition of what our people have been through in the last 200 years, the recognition of our culture in the last 40,000 years, and the recognition of where we are heading into the future.
Welcome to Survival Day, Invasion Day. 223 years ago, the white man landed on our shores.
Subscribe to 3CR and help keep Indigenous voices on air. Call us on 94198377 or visit 3cr.org.au. Subscribe now.
Yeah, my name's Les Coe. I'm a Wurundjeri. I'm actually here at Uluru. I was elected as a delegate at the Dubbo Dialogue to come here and represent that dialogue. I was also got a mandate from the Wurundjeri Council of Elders to come here and represent them. Unfortunately, I've come here with a bit of a hope in me. I'm leaving today early because I'm finding that this is hopeless. What's going on here is that since we've arrived here, our voice has been they've been trying to shut us up here. They've used a system here where the so-called cultural protocols are trying to silence our voice. They're trying to use words like respect. Well, respect is not a one-way street, it's a two-way street, and we've come here to represent our people. We're actually not here disputing what's being said here. We're disputing the whole process here, what's going on. And this should be an open conversation here in the sense that we should be able to speak our own minds here. We should be able to stand here and speak with a free mind, not a mind that is controlled by government or other bourgeois Aboriginal people here that have been on the government payroll for far too long, and they are controlling our political destiny in this country. It is taking the voice of the people away from the people and putting selected Aboriginal people into positions saying that they represent all of us. They do not. I am in the process now of going to go back to Canberra. I want to try and mobilise our people down there, and we're going to go against this, for a no vote against this this constitutional recognition. To me, it is a farce what is going on. It is a fraud. I believe what is happening here, that people are traitors against Aboriginal people. They are collaborators with the government to continue the oppression of Aboriginal people by destroying our sovereign rights as a people. We are the first people of this country, and our sovereignty has never been ceding. This here is trying to steal our sovereignty through the back door, and it is giving the perception that we are all in agreement with this. We are not. I do not agree with what is going on here at Uluru over the last 2 days. I'm not going to attend the third day of this conference. It is pointless. Our voice is being silenced here completely. Anything we are saying, the conveners here are misconstruing what we are saying. They have total control over the whole process here. In the real sense, it is the conveners here that are running this show and putting down what they want. The bourgeois abo, the well-paid abos, and they want more money for themselves. There are people like Noel Pearson, the biggest welfare bludger on the planet. He has gotten over $250 million from government over the last 20 years or more, and he still wants more to put in his own pocket. and his own little empire that he has created. The same thing is going on here in the Northern Territory. There are little empires, and they want to keep building their little empires for themselves. All you got to do is look at Uluru here. I know that the people here don't like us talking about Uluru and local Northern Territory issues, but all you got to do is come here to Uluru itself, look at this village here at Yallara, and go and look at the local community just the other side of the rock. Look at the difference. We are looking at a $1 billion resort here. All you got to do is look at the fourth world conditions that Aboriginal people are living in here on the other side of the rock. And that's what this here constitution is all about, in the sense you want more of that, vote yes. You want mainstreaming of all Aboriginal programs and organisations, vote yes. If you do not agree with all that what I'm saying here, vote no. If you do agree with what I'm saying, vote no. It is time for Aboriginal people now to start to get out and be visible. We've got to stop being invisible and relying on the boardroom abo. We do not put our destiny in their hands. They are trying to create an illusion that we are going to move forward in this country. It is time for Aboriginal people to come together. Real Aboriginal people. I'm talking about the grassroots people, the people that are on unemployment benefits, the people that are on pensions, the people that are unemployed right across this nation, not the people that are sitting in that have $1 million in their bank accounts. These are the people that are trying to say that this is good for us. It is not good for us. It is good for government. The question of government, no one is asking what is government getting out of this. They are getting a benefit from this because they're going to remove something from the Constitution that they put in there in 1901 that actually says that the Australian government is a racist regime. They want to remove that for their benefit, and they want to remove that at our expense. They're also trying to tell us they are not going to discriminate against us. Could someone, no one has been able to explain to me how government is going to not discriminate against Aboriginal people. To me, the only way that they are going to do that is mainstream everything, so that then they can say we are not being discriminatory because we're doing it right across the board to all Australians. They are not. They are targeting us. This is the final nail in the coffin. If we agree to this, we are being pushed down a road where we will never come back from as a people. They want to take us down a one-way road to hell. And they are doing it with a skip in their feet and a smile on their face. As far as I am concerned, they are traitors to Aboriginal people right across this country. They talk about truth. Truth is not happening in this conference here. People's voices are being silenced. They are not listening to the people. They are hearing, but they are not listening. This whole process has been predetermined. And what they want out of it, all they wanted us to do is be their rubber stamp. And I am not a rubber stamp for anyone. I come here to represent the Wiradjuri people, and I am not going to sell our rights away, our sovereignty. That is the only thing that government wants to take. That is what they are after, to put the final nail in our political future in this country, so that we will always be the slave in this country. We'll always live in fourth world conditions if we accept this process the way it is. We have to come together as a people, grassroots people, people that live in our communities, not people that live in white man's mansion. In their opulent suburbs. We want our all we are saying, we want to survive, and we want to survive on our terms. We are not looking for any more government handouts. We want the resources to support and maintain ourselves so that we can build some sort of future for our own grandchildren. Because doesn't matter what happens here, I will not get a thing out of this. I'll be dead and gone. But I'm not going to die leaving our grandchildren with no future in our own country. Sorry, sister.
What on nena minga minga? What on nena langarga?